To be quite honest, we've known about this for some time now, and I'm a pragmatic type of person. We've known we're going to be going for at least over a year now, so you know it's going to be very sad to leave the old place. I say to people now, this ground is really unrecognisable from the one I first came to in 67. So yeah. We've had a new stadium on this site really for the last 20 years, but the old one, the old chicken run over there, and the east and the south and north bank sort of thing, as they were in the days in the 70s and 80s and that type of thing. But it'll be sad to leave the place. It's our home, and but I think, you know, if you were talking to some of the 40 downwards sort of 40 year olds, they'd be saying, you know, bring it on sort of thing. A new stadium, 60,000 all seater, and maybe, you know, it can only get the club into the higher echelons.
That's what it's going to do, isn't it, really? Yes, but it's still, I mean, a lot of people still have a very close association. I mean, I was saying, the first game I did here, as you will probably remember, for Capital Radio a long, long time ago, was, and I thought it was going to, it was an Arsenal game, it was a London derby, but I thought, you know, a few goals and whatever, until Patrick Vieira had a spit at Neil Ruddock and it all kicked off. Yeah, and it was, but I mean, it was a spicy game. But there's some, you know, what you must have been asked over the last few weeks, as this has approached, your fondest memories, your deepest memories about this. I mean, you've got so many.
Well, I always say I played 800 games here, you know, so it's hard to pick
one or two.
You know, pick a few out, you know, and every game was a pleasure to play here, because the fans are second to none. I'd liken them to the Liverpool fans, really. I used to love playing at Liverpool, and but you'd liken them to them. They're very loyal fans here. They make a lot of noise. They let you know if they don't like you, sort of thing. But you know, it was a great place to play football. I suppose if you're going to pick a few games out, I'm blowing my own trumpet here, but you always remember I've got a hat trick against Chelsea here once. We've beaten 3-0.
Well, that's going to be popular so across the football
top
world,
of my list. That's the top of my list. But the great. We played Eintracht Frankfurt here in a semi-final for the Cup Winners' Cup, and they won every round. Every game they played in each round, they won. So they were unbeaten right through the competition, and they were the side to beat, really. And we beat them 3-1 here on a muddy night. It was you used to get a lot of those sort of pitches in those days, you know. And Trevor Brooking scored, I think he was outstanding that night. Keith Robson got a blinding goal, which a lot of people don't tend to mention. But the crowd, I think, was like 45,000, but you talk to some of them who were here, they'd say there was more like 55, 60 in the ground. You know, it was a great night. We beat them 3-1 and went on to play Anderlecht in the final. But that would be one of the best. And I suppose the other one would tie in with another, when we got to the European quarterfinals the next time we won the cup in 80. And we had a team here that I think a lot of the old-timers, you know, my age sort of group, would say is the best team ever to play here before, Tbilisi, Dynamo Tbilisi. They beat us 4-1 here. We knew nothing about them. They beat us 4-1, and they had a fella called Shingaglia up front, Shevadze at the back, and Kipiani, three world-class players.
Yeah.
And they put us to the sword sort of thing, you know, 4-1. Yeah. So, but, you know, some fantastic games we had.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this, I mean, Tuesday's going to be a special night, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, let's hope. I mean, it could be Champions League. You know, if we win this one today and results go for us, you never know. You know, it could be a massive game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and Manchester United is almost fitting, isn't it?
Well, you couldn't have planned it any better, could they? You know, Man United are always a team you were. Whenever I was playing, they weren't really a powerhouse when I was playing. It was Liverpool, Everton, Leeds. So, you know, it was only until Alex Ferguson came along, because it was the Bobby Charlton Law era, wasn't it? They'd won the cup, they'd won the league, European Cup, but then after that, they weren't a factor when I was playing, sort of thing, you know, and then Alex Ferguson came along and changed all that. But always, it was always Man United you wanted to come and see, wasn't it? You know, they were the team, no matter how good they were, you wanted to beat Man United, so... So, you know, it'd be a special night, I think, Tuesday night.
And how special would it be if this lot could finish in the top four? It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, fantastic.
Because I know you missed
the whole of the 86 game. I missed the whole of it. And I liken that a little bit to what Leicester did. I mean, those lads only went, I think they were 4 points short of getting in amongst sort of Everton and Liverpool. I think Liverpool won the title that year. And... And but the thing is also, you'd liken it to the way Leicester haven't had any injuries this year, Phil. They've had no injuries whatsoever. You could name their 11 every week, or 12, you know what I mean, with a sub. And that was the way in 86 for the boys there, you know, the whole lot, you know, they went through injury free. But no, that's the nearest we've ever come to getting into the league, yes, winning the title.